second and final hour of the day here. And again, a quick note, UNC game that was set for tonight against Northern Arizona has been pushed back to Friday night because of COVID-related issues. Again, I don't know what the difference a day makes, but whatever. I don't make those decisions. I stopped Colfax. I stopped even trying on that side of it. But that game will not air on KFK tomorrow. We have obligations on the prep side of things for a Friday night. And we will look at the UNC game for Sunday to get back at it, too. So we'll have the full stories available for you at thewholeshow.com and or 1310kfka.com. Got to tell you about something cool that I'm doing, Colfax, coming up in a couple weeks. I'm getting a little nervous. I'm going to run a little bit. I used to be a track guy. I loved running. I did all that stuff. But I wasn't really a long-distance kind of runner. But we got the Loveland Sweetheart Classic coming up, thanks to Sweetheart City Racing in Loveland, of course. And this is taking place Saturday, February 13th, or Sunday, February 14th for the couples side of it. I got a toddler at home, so my wife's staying with the little one. I'm going out. I don't know. It's probably gonna be cold, I'm guessing. So I got to figure out some proper attire for that. But I'm pumped for it. It's always a good cause. They're always raising money for great causes, for high schools, for groups throughout high school. This one specifically, they're raising money for local high schools throughout Northern Colorado and their track and cross country teams. A lot of times, those teams don't get the as many looks as far as what we're going to spend money on. So they're going to be donating a lot of the proceeds or a good chunk of that to local high schools. It's a locally owned and operated company. We've had Shane on the program before. He's a great guy. If you guys want to join me, I'd love for you to come out. If you're a runner or you're not a runner, there might be some walking involved. Please join me for the Sweetheart Classic. I'll be running on Saturday, February 13th, so I'm looking forward to it. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301, 970-478-1301. I haven't done it in a while, Colfax. I almost messed it up there. We got it.
You saved it.
Saved the day.
It's all good.
All right, so everybody's clamoring about MPJ still, and I get it. You know, should Michael Porter Jr. be starting over Will Barton? Will Barton had 10 points last night, plus 12 on the plus-minus scale. It's interesting. I saw some tweets. Altitude. I'm looking at a bunch of different tweets from Altitude reporters like Katie Wingy said, hey, where are all the haters now? Will Barton had plus 12 on the plus-minus. No, they're still there because this is who Will Barton is. He's going to have a game where it's really, really good. Then he's going to have a game where it's really, really bad. Then he's going to have a bunch of kind of like average games, random games. The future is not Will Barton. Will Barton is, I guess right now, the only reason in my mind that Mike Malone is leaving Barton in as a starter is because you want that productivity off the bench for Porter. And if Barton goes back to the bench, how's he going to handle that? How's he going to handle that mentally? He said at the beginning of the season, he is not a backup. He is a starter. And that's what he said at the beginning of the season. So it's going to be crazy, man. I mean, Porter's the better player. And I just got this note too. I want to get this note out, Colfax. Some breaking news on the reporting side here. On that race, it's Saturday only. Singles and couples are all day Saturday, so no Sunday, but so all Saturday. So we're all going to be there. It's going to be great, and we'll run into a brewery. I'll be fast at that point.
I'll be waiting for you. I'll just be at the end.
You're just going to be at the end.
Cheers.
I'm just going to take off. They're going to be like, "Whoa, that guy is freaking fast," and then they find me dead. Shortly after, somewhere with a beer.
I was going to say, like, taking a nap, turtle in the hair type deal.
No, it's cool, dude. You got to check it out. Check out the website. So many neat things that they do for this community, and it's easy as just getting together and running. It's a pretty easy deal. I don't know. I guess I'm torn. Michael Malone has always had some weird decisions to make about this roster. Because they've been loaded. What do you do here? Even with Millsap and Grant last year, how do you get these guys more minutes? Now it's really, I don't really think it's about Barton. Everyone's tweeting and saying, Malone's scared to hurt Barton's feelings. And maybe there's something to that. But I think the biggest, and I want to talk to Mr. Dempsey about it in the second segment, isn't the biggest concern is that if you take Porter and put him in the starting lineup, what does that do for Barton? And then suddenly do you lose your productivity off the bench? Now, Jamichael Green, he had 15 points off the bench again. So Porter had 17. So those two together are providing a nice punch. Now, normally Morris is giving you more, but he had 4 points. He's going to still get you close to that 10 to 12 side of it, but you don't know about the other guys. You know, Facu Campazzo is still a guy where I like his heart. I like the way he plays. He's fun to watch. But, you know, physically, he's not going to be able to stand up against some of these defensive players or these offensive players. But he works extremely hard. But you don't know how many points he's going to give you. He didn't give you anything last night. He was 0 for 4. It was kind of cool to see Zeke Nagy play a little bit last night. I don't know. He and R.J. Hampton. He had 8 minutes last night. He had 2 steals. He's a hustler. But again, those are not sure things right now. A sure thing is Michael Porter Jr. and Jamichael Green. They're going to bring the points off the bench. And if you put Porter in on that starting rotation, the concern is going to be, all right, where do we get that productivity from? Jamichael Green's going to give us some. Monte Morris is going to give us some. Is Will Barton going to actually give us the next best thing that you can get from Barton? Brady, I realize in high school you were probably the guy setting screens to get shooters like me open. No, I was stopping shooters like you, my friend. And for a fellow shooter like MPJ, yeah, Dixon and MPJ are basically the same dude. There is something to be said for being able to go straight from warm-ups to starting instead of sitting on the bench for 10 minutes of game time before coming in. It's nice to go straight from warm-ups to playing. MPJ needs to start, although he's playing well off the bench, but Malone is not going to mess with the current streak. Once Denver loses, then maybe he makes the switch back. And maybe, but maybe you don't need to. I mean, this could be the way you do it this year. Maybe starting isn't that important right now to where Porter is. I don't know if I could D-up Dixon, though. He's a big dude, isn't he? Yeah, we saw him at our fantasy.
He's like 6'8".
Yeah, he's like 6'8".
Jacked.
Yeah, he's jacked. Just looks like he does push-ups all day.
Yeah.
Just all day. And he switches to the one-handed, doing some claps in between. I don't know. I'd have to body him and keep him away from the rim. That's what I'd have to do. I'd have to Facu that up, right? No, I'd have to put that elbow in the back, keep him away from the paint, because once he gets in the paint, I'm in trouble.
Yep.
I can't. There's no stopping him. Maybe he's 6'8", dude. I'm what, 6'3"? Okay, maybe not. Maybe not quite.
I'm not laughing. I wasn't laughing. I was just agreeing. That was an agreement laugh. I was agreeing with you.
Can you dunk it?
No. Oh. I can't jump, dude.
I can jump. I can't dunk it, though.
I cannot jump.
I was jumping over that really expensive piece of equipment that was in the lobby the other day.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. Don't tell anybody that.
I won't tell.
I don't think I should be doing that. Because if I don't clear that thing.
That was at least like a 3-foot jump off the ground.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like jumping.
You're like a gazelle.
I'm like a little rabbit or a gazelle. Yeah.
Did you do hurdles in track?
No, I did. I did the 400 and the 100 and the 200.
Okay.
So 400 was it for me.
That
was it. But I liked the jump. I couldn't get the timing down. Of the long jump and the triple jump and all that stuff, I couldn't get the timing. And then the hurdles you have to have. I was that dude that did a little shuffle step right up to the hurdle. Like, yeah! I mean, I could clear those bad boys, but I lost a lot of time when I did the shuffle dance right up there on that hurdle.
Can't be shuffling.
No. So, no, I'm probably not. So, if we're playing, we're going, you and me 2-2, we're playing Dixon, we're playing the spawn of Dixon. Are you posting up, or are you point guarding that? Calling out some plays?
Yeah. I'll just be on the perimeter and I'll just be shooting threes
just
all
shoot
day.
Just shooting threes. Just run the perimeter, hit the corners, man.
Yep. That's me. That's my style.
You're like a Tanjay for CSU kind of guy.
Or Steph Curry even.
I will say I wasn't a great scorer. I scored a little bit my senior year, but I was a pretty decent defensive guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, just run around. D them up, man.
Scrappy.
Yeah.
No one expects it. You're like in their face. Like,
yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Bro.
When they pick the ball up, you scream dead, dead, dead in their face.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, man. That was our deal. Our coach would lay into us if we wouldn't, if they're dribbling and they pick their dribble up, if we're not all over them and screaming dead, was what, because dead ball, we were benched. You know, we were benched. And the crowd would make fun of us and scream at us because they didn't like it. But if we didn't do it, like if we didn't talk, we didn't play. It's probably why I'm a radio show host, because I talked all the time.
got to cut your teeth somewhere.
Yeah, you got to cut your teeth somewhere. I mean, I wasn't paying attention to some of the plays we needed to run once in a while. But yeah, no, I don't know. We got to get somebody to D up Dixon, man. That's the thing. I'm kind of surprised. I'm real shocked here. Because I figured Dixon, as competitive as he is with our challenges here, he's not doing the Madden challenge.
I know.
You win a PS5.
I would have expected that.
Yeah. I'm shocked.
Scared?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's intimidated. He's intimidated by the hooligans. There's a lot of great athletes in this competition. Amazing athletic ability it's going to take. Hand warrior. Are you coming out? I know you're not playing, but are you coming out?
Sixth? I could come out.
Is it the 6th? Yeah. That's coming up.
That's a week from
Saturday.
Saturday.
Somebody's going to win a PS5. Somebody's going to walk away from there with a brand new PS5. Greeley Bears Pop Warner hooking us up with that. 4 minute quarters, I think. We're playing last year's Madden game. So it's going to be good. I tell you what, let's register somebody for that. I'm going to take caller number 5. And there's no purchase necessary, nothing, man. It's easy. All you got to do, if you call right now, caller number 5. You just come out there that day, February 6th, 3 o'clock. We get it rocking and rolling, play a few games of Madden, and boom, you're done. Nothing, doing all the safety precautions, everything's taken care of by NoCo Mobile Gaming. Caller number 5, 970-353-1310, or toll free, 877-353-1310. Caller number 5, you will be in our first ever Madden Challenge, thanks to NoCo Mobile Gaming and Greeley Bears Pop Warner. 17 minutes after the hour, let's jump out and get a quick break. We'll talk to Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV coming up next.
You're listening to The Halls Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break. Hear Mornings with Gail, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Twenty-two minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios, and we're talking some Denver Nuggets. Another W for this Nuggets team, man. They're rocking and rolling. What is that? Is that 5 straight for Denver? We're talking to Chris Dempsey of Altitude TV. Chris, my man, what's been with this turnaround? We thought this road trip was going to be a difficult task. I was going to be happy with 3 wins, but they've already got 4 of the 5.
Yeah, and, you know, part of it is, I mean, if we're just being honest, part of it is they're catching some teams without players.
Yeah, true.
You know, Dallas didn't have 4 of its major rotation players. And then obviously last night, the Miami Heat, it's been a problem for them all season long. I mean, in the second game against the Phoenix Suns, there was no Devin Booker, although they beat that team obviously with Devin Booker the game before. So, part of it is the Nuggets are playing much better basketball. The other part of it is, you know, they're taking advantage of teams that are a little, that are not whole right now. And I think both of those things matter, especially this year, in this season, where, you know, if you can have the discipline enough to keep your team healthy and safe, and by and large, I mean, outside of obviously Michael Porter's 3-week absence, the Nuggets have done that. And, you know, they've been able to be on the court pretty much all the time with the same rotations, with very similar starting lineups, all these things. And so, they've put themselves in position to win games. But on top of that, obviously, defensively, they're playing much better on that end. That's just a fact. And, it really did begin with that, just in terms of you have to give yourself the opportunity to get stops. And when you get stops, they're clearly one of the best offenses in the entire NBA. When you get stops coupled with an offense that is playing as well as they are right now, then you're going to start turning your fortunes around. And so I think that's what we're witnessing.
Chris, looking at the Spurs going forward, any notes there as far as what their roster looks like at this point?
The Spurs, and yeah, they just came off of a situation where I think they had games postponed. They had a game where it wasn't just, I think it was both teams. It was the Spurs, and I believe they were playing Memphis that night, and neither team had enough players to play the game. But San Antonio played last night, and they should be pretty well okay as I'm cruising through their available list. And so, yeah, it looks like they're going to be pretty close to, if not entirely whole. So that means DeMar DeRozan, that means DeJounte Murray, LaMarcus Aldridge, Lonnie Walker, all the guys. You know, with the exception, obviously, of the former CU guy, Derek White, who's been out with an actual injury for a while. So, yeah, it's going to be tough. The Spurs are 10-8. They don't beat themselves. You know, that's how Greg Popovich coaches his team. They play hard, and so it'll be a challenge. But for the Nuggets, I mean, they are the better team of the two. And if they're able to kind of go into San Antonio and win, wow, you know, 5-0 yeah. on a road trip, and what a difference 10 days would have made, especially in the standings.
Yeah, no question about it, man. I mean, this road trip, we thought it was going to be tough, but like you said, a lot of variables in the way, and the Nuggets took advantage. Also, they're getting guys back, getting Michael Porter Jr. Back on this road trip. I mean, he's been pretty good in every single one of these games, and then obviously off the bench, you're having Porter with 17 the other night, Jamichael Green with 15. Having those two guys right now off the bench, and I know there's this big debate about Will Barton and Michael Porter Jr. and all that, but there's got to be a fear that if Porter does eventually start again, because I think that was the plan, right?
Yeah.
Where does that production come from? And I know Morris is going to, you know, not many games is he going to just give you 4 points, but where does that extra production come from? And if it's Will Barton, you got to wonder, is that going to mess with him mentally? Because I know being a starter is important to him.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's an interesting situation, because if you were just to look at this road trip, it really hasn't mattered that Will has started and Michael Porter hasn't, because by and large, Michael Porter has finished all these games and Will Barton hasn't, and the minutes have reflected exactly which player has been playing more in each game. And so, you know, on one hand, does it matter if Michael Porter scores 30, if he came off the bench or if he started? I mean, I guess to a great many fans, yeah, it does. Maybe to his ultimate future going forward with this basketball team, maybe you can make the case for that too. It seems to me, especially on this road trip, that as long as they're winning, Mike Malone isn't going to change the equation. And that is, Will Barton starting, but maybe not finishing. And then Michael Porter coming off the bench and filling it up for a Nuggets reserve unit that has been fabulous in these last few games. They've just been so good. Led by Michael Porter scoring, but you just talked about Jamichael Green, Monte Morris, PJ Dozier when he was playing.
Yeah.
These are guys that, these are some serious players, and they have come in and really lit up the scoreboard and really provided the spark that this team has needed. When you're running up against teams that have 3, 4, 5 players missing, what we've seen is the majority of those have been rotation players. And so the starting fives might actually be comparable to what the Nuggets are putting on the court. But once you get beyond the starting fives, the Nuggets have clear advantages. And when you see these bench scoring numbers, you see where the Nuggets have really gotten a foothold and really separated themselves out in some of these games. And these are matchups that they have to win. They have the better players, and it's by a long shot in some of these games. And so the bench playing that well has really meant big, big dividends for this team.
You're talking about what ultimately, what does it matter, that starting label? Because, like you said, Porter gets 25 minutes, Barton gets 21. You're seeing Porter in those key minutes late. And I'm starting to hear Porter say all the right things when you guys are talking to him, and you know his responses about coming off the bench and not wanting to disrupt the chemistry. I don't know. It seems like Porter, this is kind of a good spot without. But how do you convey that, you know, to Porter eventually, you know, down the road? Because I think most players do, Chris. Maybe I'm wrong, but they hold that starting role. There's a lot of value there, even though they might be more valuable off the bench and ultimately more valuable than their starter counterpart. There's still some kind of name that goes to being a starter.
Yeah, I mean, there is. And I think, but for Michael Porter, he's coming also from a space where he just wanted to be on the court. I mean, he can still remember, you know, it hadn't been that many months ago where he just wanted to be on the court at all. You know, it was, well, I would just like to get consistent minutes. I mean, that those were the kind of things that he was saying and feeling. And so, you know, if you're going to Michael Porter, I mean, you can just say to him, but remember when you weren't really playing, or remember when you played on Monday and then didn't play again until Friday, or remember when you played on Tuesday, but it was 12 minutes and then you played 0 minutes on Wednesday. And so for him, the ability to be on the court in significant ways at all is a placeholder. And, you know, ultimately, will it be, the placeholder that can keep him? No, probably not. But for right now, and maybe even for this season, if that's the way, you know, it's going to work best for the Nuggets, I think it will be okay. I do. And, you know, for Michael Porter, it's a question of when he gets on the court, can he fill it up? Yeah, you know, are you giving him the green light? You know, is he getting some time with Jamal and Joker and those guys on the court so that he continues to get chemistry with them? The answer to that is yes. They're rotating that in a way where he has been on the court for big chunks of time with some of the starters. So he's getting some of that experience even with the way Michael Malone is substituting the games. And so, is the carrot of being the starter out there, something that he's going to ultimately want? Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Of course it is. Can you put that off for, the next 5 months and make a run at an NBA title and him have him be okay with that? I think that's okay for one season. And then you just reassess and readdress the situation over the course of the year. Now, having said that, I actually do believe there's going to be a point this season at which Michael Porter Jr. gets back into the starting lineup. I mean, you know, the Nuggets aren't going to win every single game the rest of the season. And, you know, when there's a loss or two in a row, that's going to just give Michael Malone license to get, Michael Porter right back into the starting lineup. I expect that will ultimately happen. But while they're having this run of success, I think he's just going to keep the rotations just exactly how they've been.
Chris, some of these big wins have also shown us, all right, we're going to play a lot of guys. There's going to be guys that normally don't get minutes. We're seeing R.J. Hampton had some meaningful minutes. I mean, he had 8 minutes. Malone talked about Hampton the game before last, of course, saying, hey, man, I'm really impressed with this guy and his energy. Is this a guy we're going to start? Now, Zeke Nagy, only 2 minutes, whatever, scrap time. But are we going to see Hampton more and more as this season progresses?
Maybe, it's just that PJ Dozier is also out
sure.
right now,
yeah.
So there are minutes available, it's good to see him out there on the court and getting some run and getting some experience because, you know, actually to me, he looks just worlds better right now than he even did at the start of the season, and he's only been on the court in limited minutes, and so you can see how quickly he's learning and catching on to things and improving on the court, and so I think that would be the case. But I would expect that when PJ Dozier gets back, that R.J. Hampton would probably find minutes hard to come by, and would have to really use his practice sessions and whatever else as his biggest means of improving until he can get into a real off season, and maybe play a summer league if that's going to be a thing. Maybe that's not going to be a thing this year either. But at least have more of an off season to really train and get himself better, and then come back into next year's training camp. Maybe the team looks a little bit different with a clear opportunity to earn himself a little bit more minutes. But it's really good to see him play and play well and get that experience out there because these games mean something to the Nuggets. I mean, they're not just throwing him out there in games that don't mean anything. You know, they mean something, and he's getting out there in the last couple of games and sometimes that aren't just like you said, this ain't the last 2 minutes of the game. You know, these are times in the game where they need to keep momentum or create momentum, and he's out there, and so that's been really fun to watch.
Well, talking about, I was listening to, was it Monday? Your colleague Katie Wingy pointed out that in the press conference, nobody asked anything about Nikola Jokic, and I think that's a good thing, right, Chris? Because we're talking about all these minutes, all these guys coming back and being meaningful here. Joker, just a 21 measly points, 11 boards, you know, nothing big there, and a blowout win against Miami. I guess that's a good thing, right? When we're talking about the surrounding parts, because it seems like the bench is starting to get better and the Joker's getting more help, so to speak.
Yeah. I mean, you know, ultimately he needs to get the help. I mean, he is the leader, the star, the guy. But yeah, you're right. There was in that particular game, there was so much other stuff happening. You know, and also, you know, not that we're taking him for granted, but, you know, I think Michael Malone said this at one time. He said, you know, he just expects Nikola Jokic to go out there and be a dominant force. And I think as a fan base, but as a media core as well, I think there are nights where it's like, all right, well, he put up 25 points, 12 rebounds, 8 assists, and that's pretty typical for what Nikola Jokic does. And on the other hand, we have Michael Porter Jr. going for 30, and then we have Jermichael Green going for 17, and we have Monte Morris. You know, those stories that are not able to be told on a game-to-game basis starts to rise to the top and take precedence. But we all never lose sight of exactly what Nikola Jokic means to this basketball team and what he does on an every night basis. I mean, 18 games, 18 double-doubles.
That's crazy.
That's a consistency, obviously, that we, quite frankly, haven't seen out of him in the past except for in the playoffs. And so if this is the guy that he's going to be all season long, wow, that's amazing. But, yeah, some nights it seems crazy to think that you wouldn't always talk about Nikola Jokic. But on some of these nights, I think that might be the case.
Chris, maybe the Broncos don't need to give Houston a call about Deshaun Watson. Maybe Joker should audition over there.
See, this is where Katie would get you, because last night she was clearly saying, hey, you know, the Broncos, he's ours.
Hey, he can try both, right? I mean, it'd be a busy schedule there for a bit, but he could go and throw a couple of quick passes.
I mean, that guy is so good. You know, those long passes, and the one that he threw to Gary, I mean, the ease with which, I mean, it was just right in his hands, right? So, you know, all Gary has to do, he doesn't have to reach one way or another to try to, you know, get a pass that's a little bit offline. He just puts his hands up, and he turns around, and he lays it in. And that's how, it's not just, I mean, it's the length of the pass, and then it's just the accuracy with which he throws them. You don't have to, it's effortless for the recipient to be able to now take a shot. It's great, and we never get tired of it, and we never will.
Does he practice that often, those deep balls like that?
I mean, yes and no. Does he throw them in practice? Yes. I mean, is it like super drilled? No. But you know what? Even if you just run through that a couple of times, it matters. And then, you know, you're kind of marrying that with just the skill of being able to do that, you know, at all. So he could do it regardless. But then you just throw it a few times in practice just to make sure that you got the timing down. And then in the games, it looks like it looked like it looked last night.
Yeah, it's always fun, man. Chris, appreciate you as always. It'll be fun to watch. I mean, it seems like every year Mike Malone has some kind of roster. This is a good problem to have, but some kind of tough decision to make as far as who's getting these minutes, how we're doing it. Well, here we are again with the Porter and Barton situation. But, hey, it's entertaining, and I'm sure he's excited for the challenge. It's fun for us to watch how he sorts through that roster.
Well, yeah, no doubt. And, I mean, yeah, you're right. Good problem to have. I mean, when you have good players and good players are playing well and you're winning games, everything else will take care of itself for sure. So you'd rather be on this side of the coin rather than looking down your bench and going, who on earth am I going to play that can
right.
be effective in this game? And so that's not where the Nuggets are, thankfully. And we'll see if they can keep improving.
Yeah. Like you said, what a difference, 10 days or so makes for this Nuggets team. Chris, we'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
All right, we'll see you.
Chris Dempsey, Altitude TV. Yeah, 2 weeks ago we were like, uh-oh, what's going on with this Nuggets team? Should we be panicking? And now, well, they're sitting pretty, man. I mean, they've put together some Ws, 5 in a row, and all on this road trip. Now one left. You got to feel like you're pretty good. Did pretty well on this road trip overall. 38 minutes after the hour, Colfax, the Thursday night special is coming up. There's no local matchup, so I'm reaching out. into the national world of sports coming up next. You're not going to want to miss that. I am 2-1 in the new year. 2021 is off to a weird start for everybody, except for my Thursday night special. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA, the Block Party, Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKS.
Thursday. Not so special. Thursday night special.
Thursday. We're feeling Thursday. Good. We're feeling great. 2-1 on the year. So far, so good. Tonight's a challenge, though. It's a big challenge. I'm looking around at all these NBA games, and there's guys out, and it's just like, what do you do here? I decided to focus on this one tonight, because after watching Miami get just absolutely pummeled by the Nuggets last night, all right, they're on a back-to-back. They're going up against the Clippers. The Clippers are without everybody, though. Patrick Beverley's out, Paul George is out, Kawhi's out. The Heat are actually favored in this game. They are a five-point favorite. But the Heat still without, of course, as you saw last night. Jimmy Butler, health and safety protocols. Chris Silva with his hip. Tyler Hero, day-to-day. Maurice Harkless is out. Dragic is out. Myers Leonard is out. So, I mean, this is an interesting one, man. I mean, Serge Ibaka's kind of like leading the Clippers at this stage. He's leading with 6.4 rebounds and averages 12 points per game. Luke Kennard is shooting 51%. He's averaging 9 points per game. Can the Clippers win? They're 13-5. I mean, they're rocking and rolling too, but they're trying to stay afloat here. Miami's trying to break a losing streak, man. They're 4-4 at home, but they've lost the last four games. And coming off that back-to-back. All right, here we go. So this is basically the battle of a bunch of backup players. A few starters in there, but... So this is a crapshoot. It's a tough one. But I put all my Thursday night powers into this game. We're looking for 3-1. We're looking to just rip and roar through the month of January. Because this is my last January pick. Trying to get three. And in order to get three, I'm going to have to go with... The Clippers.
Hold on to your butt.
And what would you like people to know about you?
I'm a fun guy. Tell them where I'm from. Got the people saying. Obviously, I love the game of basketball. I'm a fun guy. I mean, there's just more questions you have to ask me. I'm a fun guy. In order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at. I'm a fun guy. I'm a fun guy.
It sounds fun. Oh, no. No, Fergie. No. No, Fergie.
Yeah, the glasses. There you go.
Please don't hit. You're not going to hit that note. That's well done. Great, great stuff. Susan and Cheryl approve. And I feel bad. Like, the whole thing is about Kawhi and no Kawhi tonight. But, you know, he'll have a lot of chance to, you know, time to be a fun guy.
Yeah, he's a fun guy.
He's a fun guy.
Clearly.
He's got to be one of the most peculiar players in the NBA.
Hilarious.
Just hilarious.
Very entertaining.
Doesn't know he's hilarious.
No.
Did you see that one I showed you where on the bench in the bubble last year, one of his teammates is trying to do the bunny ears behind his head? quietly looks over at him, and then just, like, looks forward, like, and then he just has this, like, sad, mopey face. He
doesn't like it.
Yeah, it's like, why are you doing that to me? He doesn't, like, respond at all. It's the best. This is a weird, listen, the NBA is in a weird spot right now. If there are games happening, you're not seeing a lot of the star players, but I thought this would be entertaining because I saw Miami get smoked last night, so this is going to be a battle of some bad teams. Miami's favored, so I'm going out on a limb. I'm taking the Clippers in this one. 48 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll wrap up. What else is on the tube tonight? Again, the UNC Bears men's basketball game, no go tonight. They have moved it to Friday and Sunday. So that's what we know at this stage. We'll be right back.
Follow your UNC Bears all the way to March on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA. No Co. Now. Weekdays at 4 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the show. It's The Hull Show powered by PDC Energy. Just 6 minutes until the top of the hour here. And again, a programming note for you tonight. We were set to have that that UNC game for tonight, but they have postponed that, moving it to Friday night. And we do have some contractual obligations, at least at this stage, on our with our preps game for tomorrow night. So we will not be carrying the University of Northern Colorado basketball game. But it is also an exciting night here because we're having some hockey on the side of it. So it's going to be fun at 8 o'clock, preps hockey. You got, if you want to go to our website, 1310kfk.com, you can actually find the banner there where you can watch the stream, Resurrection Christian in Fort Collins. You can watch this stream tonight too. So if you want to subscribe, go check that out. Go to 1310kfk.com. Our banner ad is there. Do want to remind you folks, a great sponsor of this program. I told you, On the Rocks Liquor, celebrating their 10th anniversary. They're giving away stuff all week, like a tropical mix pack from Truly Hard Seltzers, Michelob or Organic Seltzer, Winter Wheat Vodka, Red Wine from Cupcake Vineyards, Bud Light Lemonade Seltzer, all that. And a bunch of swag going on the Rocks Liquor. So they've been with us since we started this program. Couldn't do it without them. So if you're a fan of the show, if you're a hooligan, stop by On the Rocks Liquor this week and tell them you appreciate their support. And go ahead and support them while you're at it. All right, 5 minutes until the top of the hour. The Herd with Colin Cowherd coming up next. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Friday. Good night, Northern Colorado.